This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, self-determination through pumping iron. An art history professor turned competitive bodybuilder explores contradictions in the notions of strong women. And on this, the 31st anniversary of John Lennon's death, we speak to the author of an insightful new biography on Lennon, including his passive-aggressive tactics to break up the Beatles.
He lets Yoko take the rap for breaking the band up by simply inserting her as a kind of shield between him and the rest of the band to avoid the direct confrontation.
That's John Lennon, the man, the myth, and the music later in the show. But first, we welcome NHPR executive editor John Greenberg here with a PolitiFact check from the campaign trail. John, thanks for coming in.
Happy to be here.
Only a few weeks now until the New Hampshire primary. I know you and your PolitiFact partners are keeping up the pace on the campaign trail. Which candidate did you look at and for which statement?
It was Ron Paul. And when he was in Rochester last week at a house party, he said that the Fed has created $15 trillion in the course of the whole bailout process, and that five of those trillion dollars went overseas.
Let's hear Ron Paul last week in Rochester.
Oh, you need some money. Let me print you up a few trillion dollars. The Fed created $15 trillion in the bailout process. Five of them were going overseas.
So, two parts to this statement. Where'd you go first?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so you got to ask the question, did the Fed create $15 trillion and did about a third of it go overseas? The first thing we did is first we got in touch with the Paul campaign, said, where did this number come from? They pointed us to a Government Accountability Office study, GAO study, from July of this year, which did take a look at the Federal Reserve's emergency loan programs. And if you take a look at one of the tables in that study, the one pointed to by the Paul campaign, you do see a big number there. I mean, you see actually $16 trillion in a total amount of lending to a bunch of banks. Problem is, that's only half the story.
Hmm.
Yeah. You want to know the other half of the story,
please,
don't you?
John.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, here we go. That was a running total of a revolving loan fund. It's essentially, when we spoke to the folks at the GAO, they said, hey, here's the issue. It's like, let's say a bank comes to you and at night they borrow $10 billion. In the morning, they pay you back $10 billion. That next night, they borrow $10 billion again and then repay it the next morning. Well, the way that table that the Paul campaign pointed to looked at it is what that would say. Well, that was $20 billion in lending. But the GAO folks say, rightly, well, it was just $10 billion in play. So if you kind of like back off of this a little bit, the GAO actually had, you know, directly after the table that the Paul campaign pointed to, they had a table that said what was the amount of money in play at any given moment in the course of the 4 years that these programs existed. Three years that these programs existed. And it was about $1.1 trillion. So there you've got Paul saying $15 trillion and the GAO saying, no, it's only about $1.1 trillion. But wait, there's more.
Okay. What else have we got?
Well, what have we got? Okay, so we keep going here, and we call up a couple of economists. One is Mark Calabria. He's at the Cato Institute, which is a libertarian-leaning think tank. And John Macon, who's at the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative organization. And they both agreed that here's a fundamental problem. The money got paid back to the Fed. And here's something that is a little bit hard to grasp, because you think about the Fed and you think, well, they're kind of like any other bank, but they're not, because they do create money. You can say when they lent that money and put it out the door, they did create it. But when it came back, they consumed.
They also destroy money, right?
Exactly. It's kind of like this Hindu god set up. You've got, Brahma is the creator and Shiva's the destroyer. The Fed is both. It created the currency. It then consumed it again and it went poof. So, if you're really looking at the question of did they create the money, hard to argue that they did in any enduring way.
How about going overseas, the money going overseas?
Really difficult to track that down because dollars are fungible. And you just cannot tell from anything the GAO study said that that the money went overseas, although some of it went to domestically owned branches or subsidiaries of foreign owned banks.
Okay. Have you got a final verdict here?
Well, this is my own personal final verdict. PolitiFact has its own process, and there's a panel of judges and so forth. But for me, I'm actually going to come down on saying it's mostly false. And the reason is that if you take a look at something called the money supply, you will see that in the past 4 years, the money supply has grown by $2 trillion. So not for any reason that Paul gave, but he turns out to be a little bit right.
John Greenberg, you're the only man I know that would invoke Brahma and Shiva in this argument, and that's why we love talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
I think you got to go for it.
Executive editor here at NHPR. He's also representing today for the PolitiFact New Hampshire Partnership. That's a joint effort. It also includes the Nashua Telegraph and the Valley News. You can hear their truthometer tests of candidate statements right here on Word of Mouth.